Hello and welcome back to Kenny the Sports Guys Podcast. I'm your host Kenny Severo, and today I continue my limited series of forgotten African American trailblazers. In this episode, I will be focusing on the MLB's first black player. It isn't who you think it is. Who is it? Stay tuned to find out. If I were to ask you a question on who is the first African American to play in Major League Baseball, you would say it's Jackie Robinson, right? I mean, you are technically right, since on April 15th, 1947, Robinson broke baseball's color barrier, changing the game of baseball forever. Every April 15th since 1996, every MLB player wears the number 42 in honor of Jackie Robinson for one day. But did you know that someone beat Robinson to the punch 60 years earlier? His name was Moses Fleetwood Walker, and it's a name that you should know, but it's lost in the depths of time. So who was Moses Fleetwood Walker? He was a first-star athlete in Oberlin College in Ohio. It wasn't until 1883 when the Toledo team decided to recruit him. Of course, during that time, racial tensions were very high, and a white man did not want a colored man to play in this precious new league. At a certain point, the league tried to ban Walker, but it never came to fruition. Walker was very popular with the sports writers during that time. Off the field, however, Walker faced many, many racial issues. On the field, he did just fine. Although he wasn't a superstar, he could be best described as a plucky catcher, a hard hitter, and a very successful base runner. In 1883, he led Toledo to the first ever Northwestern League pennant. The next season, Toledo joined the American Association League, which added four additional teams, two of which the Washington Nationals, not the current team, and the Brooklyn Dodgers. Finally, on May 1st, 1884, the then 26-year-old Walker was the starting catcher for the Toledo Blue Stockings in their opening game of the Major League American Association, a full 60 years before Jackie Robinson made his debut. In the 1884 season, Walker hit .283 with 40 hits, 0 home runs, and 0 RBIs. However, he only played in 42 games due to a rib injury. During that season, Walker faced a lot of racial taunts. It has gotten so bad that before a trip to Richmond to play a regular season game, the Toledo manager received this disturbing letter. "We, the unsigned, do hereby warn you not to put up Walker, the Negro catcher, the evenings you played in Richmond, as we could mention the names of 75 determined men who have sworn to mob Walker if he comes on the grounds in a suit. We hope you listen to our words of warning so that there will be no trouble. But if you do, there will be." As a result of this letter, Walker did not play in the game. After the 1884 season, Toledo cut Walker and never played in a Major League Baseball game again. He continued to play in the minor leagues at Newark and the top level International League. At the time, the number of black players started to double. The Newark Little Giants pitcher George Stovey, who was an African-American pitcher, led the league with 35 wins. In 1887, the 12-league team had seen 7 black players. In his final season in 1889, he played for Syracuse but was the lone black player left in the International League, and he lived a very lonely life. During his career, Walker often slept on park benches and in railroad stations because hotels refused to allow him to stay with his white teammates. In 1891, he officially left baseball and his life started to spiral out of control. After he left baseball, Walker was charged with second-degree murder, and Syracuse was fatally stabbing one of several white men who was bothering him on the street. An all-white jury acquitted him. Before this incident, Walker was caught with a loaded gun after threatening to shoot a heckler. Walker passed away in 1924 at the age of 67 and went unacknowledged by every media outlet in the country. 60 years later, Jackie Robinson broke the color barrier and was a leader for racial integration. Robinson led the Dodgers to 6 National League pennants and 1 World Series championship. Robinson was inducted into the Hall of Fame in 1962 and sadly passed away in 1972, and his obituary was in the front pages of newspapers all over the world. I really think it's important that we acknowledge Moses Fleetwood Walker as the first African-American baseball player instead of Jackie Robinson. However, both were trailblazers in the baseball industry and helped shape the way baseball is formed. Well, that is the end of my episode. Disagree with this episode? Let me know via social media on Twitter at Kenny_sports and on Instagram at KennyTheSportsGuy. Again, on Twitter at Kenny_sports and on Instagram at KennyTheSportsGuy. Until the next episode, see ya, and I hope you stay safe and healthy during these times.